Last month, we were in a teaching series called How to Be a Superhero, and we focused on ordinary folks in the Bible who have become extraordinary superheroes, biblical superheroes. And through this, we've been trying to see and understand what trait or talents we might glean from these folks to help us live superhero lives. And just real quick, we first focused on David and how he faced Goliath with a dangerous faith, a faith in God and not a fear in Goliath. We focused on the Apostle Paul and how he had focus and fortitude in his life. Mary, the mother of Jesus, she had a childlike faith and showed obedience to God's plan. Joseph, he dreamed and followed God's will wherever it led him. Noah, through Noah, we learned that God can give us, now you all remember this, right? Let's say it together. Big, hairy, audacious goals and the means to carry through with it, right? And then we focused on Moses. And Moses was willing to let go of something that was very valuable to him and allow God to have control so God could do God's wonders. Remember that? It was simply a staff. But it was all that Moses had at the time. And the fact that he gave that staff to God. Now, if you remember, I mentioned in that sermon that when you give things to God, throughout the Bible, God takes things, right? And then God blesses those things, right? And what does God do? Gives them back to us. And with whatever that is, God blesses our lives and the world around us with that because we were willing to give up that was so close and special to us. All right? And so Moses was able and willing to do that. And with that staff, Moses, actually I should say God, through Moses, did God's wonders. Well, as I said a couple of weeks ago in our worship team gathering, we began talking about all of the wonderful examples that we have in our own church of modern day superheroes, both public figures and people that work behind the scenes that you may not even realize what they do. These are people who have helped you become the person that you are, either because of the way they were or something positive that they did that affected you and your life. And so as we begin today, I want to take a look at Matthew 25, verses 31 through 36. I invite you to turn either in your pew Bible or the Bible that you brought. And I know each of you are more and more bringing your Bibles, your own Bibles that you have from home and bringing them. And now if you've taken newcomers class, this is going to sound familiar to you because we focused on this in a particular section of newcomers class. But let's go ahead and turn to Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46 in our Bibles. Now, for those who may not know, where is Matthew? In the Old or the New Testament? In the New Testament. And the New Testament is like the back third of your Bible. And the Gospel of Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. All right? So I hope that helps you find it there. Let us turn to Matthew chapter 25. And once you find 25, beginning with verse 31, would you stand with me? Close that Bible on your finger. Raise that Bible high above your head this morning. That's all right. You can share a Bible. But of course, if you brought your own, see. Let's say this loud and proud this morning as I give my son and his friend a hard time. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46.